they already got it titled hardcore. We, you know, saying whatever, you know, saying they put gangster rap, hardcore rap, soft rap, hammer rap, whatever. You know, saying it's hip hop, man. The pillage form, man. It's a mic and it's fat tracks, fat lyrics, and you can see pictures. When you hear, when you listen to the songs, you can see a movie in your head. You know what I'm saying? So we bringing movies to wax, right? We bringing horror movies to wax. We bringing those wonderful, magical movies to wax. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Because you got individuals and groups out there that's talking about, boom, I done splattered the kid head. I done seen his cerebrum hanging on the corner dripping. You know what I'm saying? But it's like all that nowadays is allowed to be played and to be heard and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? But when gravediggers talk about a death or assassination of someone, you know what I'm saying? It takes place mentally before physically, you know what I'm saying? Because we ain't talking about taking the next brother out physically or the next man, you know what I'm saying? We coming from the mentality where, yo, every man is, you know what I'm saying, basically equal in their own forms of nature, you know what I'm saying? We ain't greater than the next man. Ain't nobody greater than us, you know what I'm saying? It's enough to be made by everybody, you know what I'm saying? So we ain't trying to add on to nothing that's, you know, that's totally negative.
It's like if you want to check out the lyrics to Diary of a Madman, here the part he says, I'm fighting a holy war in the mental. So that's right there. It means that it's a war between good and bad inside of our own heads. When you grew up in the ghetto, in the projects, you're saying it's hard not to be attracted to the streets. We was lucky to take our frustration out on music. I'm saying, while some people they gotta go out there and do what they, you know, catch, commit murders
and do it the wrong way.
So the holy war in the mental is the war between yourself, between your good and bad and yourself. You don't wanna do bad, but you gotta live. But you grew up in hell. So that nature is already inside of you. And that's a struggle that most black youths go through, guaranteed, because it's like we always, I feel like sometimes you gotta struggle not to go out there and commit all kind of other crimes because your mind is already adapted to that. So what the great niggas do, we express this through music. We take our frustration out through music and try to let everybody else see the light, what we saying, so they can avoid that thinking and see it ahead of time and see the results. Because positive education activates
constant elevation, grave digging.
Just to add to that, you know what I'm saying? About this mental struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that we're not wrestling, go back to the Bible, we're not wrestling with flesh and muscle and blood. It's going to be ideas, principalities, thoughts, institutions, things like that. And that goes right back to the Bible, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff we're dealing with.